Good morning, everyone. Today is April 21st. It's a new day. The day has dawned. What a beautiful day it is. And I'm going to tell you, this weekend has been one of the best weekends, I think, that I've experienced in a while. It has just been a wonderful weekend. And every day the sun has shined. It has just been so beautiful. And I hope that you know how blessed you are. And I think this past few days has really indicated the same for me. You know, and I'm so grateful for the Lord and all that He has done. And as we now can look at Easter 2025 in the rearview mirror, what do we do with Monday? What do we do now that we have a new day ahead of us and that we are in a new day? Well, we keep worshiping is what we do. We keep following God. We keep trusting in Him. We keep going and moving forward. You know, I was telling somebody this the other day. You know, we are meant as believers to move forward. We are not meant to look in the rearview mirror. We are not meant to dwell in the past. Sometimes we can refer to the past to see that God did work, and it gives us this sense of hope for the present, but we're not meant to dwell there. We are never meant to dwell there. And I think that if you look at the Bible as a whole, you'll see that there were times where the past was referred to. You know, remember my faithfulness, the Lord has said. Remember the good things I did, how I led you out of bondage. You know, all those things. But God was always seeking to move people forward. He was seeking to move Israel forward out of bondage into the promised land. Of course, their stubbornness caused them to have to go through the wilderness for 40 years and, you know, through two captivities and ultimately the hardness of much of the Jewish people's hearts. Paul wrote in Romans that there still remains to this day a hardening, a partial hardening. And so, you know, you look at that and God desires to move us forward. And then even as that relates to the church, God began in Acts to move the church, the spread of the gospel out. And that is what is still being done today. So I just wanted to relay that to you because I think sometimes we can look at Easter and say, okay, that's done. Now we can mark that off the calendar. What's next? Well, let me read a few verses to you here. And these are ones that I have on a website that I always refer to because it's kind of like a quick reference website. And what you do is you go to the line here on the website. Well, first of all, it's called Open Bible. And it has this line where you can put in a topic. So the line reads, what does the Bible say about? And then you have this blank, and then you put the topic in there, and then you hit the button that says find out. And I think that's kind of funny. But anyway, I put worship in there this morning. And all these verses pop up, and they're mainly in the English Standard Version, but you could probably get them in other translations if that's what you want. But the English Standard is a pretty good translation. I know a lot of people today read it and really like it. But here's a few verses that you may find interesting. John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Okay, so we worship God in truth. You know, worship him in spirit. You know, really, with all of us, with all that we are, we worship him. And we worship him in truth, knowing that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Knowing that he has created this world, that there's salvation only in him, that we must come by faith. There's nothing we can do to earn it. There's nothing that we've done to deserve it. It's all by grace. You know, those kind of things, right? Here's another one, Psalm 95:6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Yes, bowing down and worshiping God. He's the one who's created us. Let me just jump here. I'll skip a few and read another one. Here's another one. Romans 12:1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Kind of goes back with that John 4:24 thing. It's your spiritual worship. You know, people say a lot, I'm a spiritual person. She's a spiritual person. He's a spiritual person. Well, what does that mean? It can mean a lot of different things. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're Christians, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they are worshiping the living God. But, you know, the spiritual aspect of things is the intrinsic nature of the person. You know, we are souls, you know, we're spirits, and we have bodies. I said that yesterday, one of the messages that I preached. Let me read one more to you, and I'll wrap it up here. I know you guys got a busy morning, but here's one in Hebrews 13:15. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God that is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Well, what do we do now that the resurrection has happened? What do we do now that Easter is behind us? I think Hebrews 13:15 probably says it best. Let's praise him and let's offer up lips that acknowledge his name. Just tell people about him. Live out the principles in the Bible. Follow him. You know, be a disciple. I think each one of us who claims the name of Jesus, really, we should realize that we are also disciples and that we are growing and developing. It's one thing I hope for the church in the future. I know that's what God wants. And really, I want what God wants, don't you? I want what God wants. I want that in my personal life as well as in the corporate aspects of gathering together as the church. Can't have one without the other, not effectively and efficiently. But I hope that your Easter was great yesterday. I hope that you saw that Jesus loves you, and that the greatest act of love is to die for another, and that is exactly what he did on our behalf. We can never get over the resurrection. We can never get over those aspects of the kerygma, which is proclamation of the gospel, essentially. The death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and it embodies all of that. Can never get over those things. They're so powerful to Christianity. They're so pertinent and relevant to our faith walk with God. So I hope that you have a great day today. I hope that this time has blessed you. And just remember that each day that we have really is a gift of God. And even if you don't feel that it is, look closely and you will find that it truly is given to you out of love, because God does love you. I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.